Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you say we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio?
Yummy, fun stuff, and may the fourth be with you. From what I've seen, everybody's trending
isn't
on.
Fourth with the fourth Monday? Fourth with the fourth?
Fourth with the fourth.
I don't know, you know. I've had a few drinks.
It's hard for me to keep up with all that trending on social media. I have a hard enough time trying to keep up with my own damn self on social media.
I know, right?
Seriously.
We have lives,
people. Oh, my
people.
Gosh. Right.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Nikki, how have you been, darling?
Hey, Sammy. Okay, I feel like I haven't seen you in a long time. And
I know, right?
I miss you. And I totally miss you.
Oh, by the way, you guys, I'm Sammy Brooks, and this is Sierra DeVay. Yeah, in case you didn't know that.
Hi, I'm Sierra.
Already.
Sorry,
Hi.
I didn't introduce myself.
Yeah. Yeah, Sammy. Yeah, we're just having fun, enjoying our cocktail, being a little silly during the cocktail hour, because that's what we do. Cause this is
how we roll. And you can join us, too, if you want to. We don't like
of
to do it alone, so feel free to call.
Definitely. You can call us at 646-595-4038. Make sure you press 1 to talk to us. Otherwise, you'll be stuck in dollhouse.
Uno for those who speak Spanish.
Yes, I don't speak Spanish,
like
so I'm not going to try. Because then James will, like, call me later, and he'd be like, oh, don't even try it, girl.
Don't do it. I only know a couple of Spanish words. One of them would be uno and dos de seques. Oh, yeah, and cerveza.
I know. See?
Oh, I know cerveza, por favor, or por favor. I know that.
Doesn't that mean give me another drink, bitch?
Give me another. I don't even drink beer, but this is the only thing I know. So if I'm in a Spanish-speaking country, I go cerveza, por favor, and I just go ahead and drink the warm beer anyway because I don't want to drink tequila. So
we're planning a trip to down to Mexico for our anniversary.
Woo-hoo!
And so what I'm going to do?
That's a party.
Yeah. Oh, seriously, I'm going to
pre-record.
Well, we never took a honeymoon, so we're going to do this one alone.
We've
never
been
on
a honeymoon. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yes, you would. Hell yeah, you would. But the bad part is the poor Furby might be left out on the side, and you and me be having too much fun.
I know. Isn't that how it always goes?
Pretty much.
There's always somebody who doesn't get their fortune cookies, okay?
Right? No, but I'm seriously, this is what I'm going to do. When I go to Mexico, because I've never been there yet, I'm going to pre-record questions. Like, if I have to ask for something, I'm going to pre-record it on my phone, and then that way I can ask it so I'm not screwed up and say, instead of ordering something to eat, I order, like, a freaking cow or a dog sandwich or something. Make sure I'm getting actual.
Because that can happen. Look, they eat all this strange stuff that people from the South eat, too. Okay, so. Black people from the South. Actually, we shouldn't even say black people. Old folks from the South. They eat the same stuff.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Hoof and
all. They eat squirrels. They eat squirrels. They eat muskrats.
Mm-hmm.
They eat. Oh, I've seen. Yeah.
Hey, imagine when I went
to
China and I realized dog really was on the menu. That wasn't a joke.
Oh.
That was for real.
Okay, I ain't going to Asia. I'm just saying. For one, it's too long
when
of a
I
flight.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, my God, that's not a joke. That, well, you know, all stereotypes are based in some sort of reality.
Oh, I know, right?
So, and yeah. But, okay,
oh, my
I gosh. I have to ask this, though, because this is my thing. Okay, when I go to Mexico, and I've gone several times, and I've had several really out-of-this-world, great adventures, parties, vacations, in Spanish-speaking countries, and not just Mexico, but a couple others, too. Puerto Rico. I guess you can't count it as a country because that is the United States, but they still speak Spanish there.
Right.
What part of Mexico are you going to?
You know, we're going to do an all-inclusive resort for like a week and a half. Just because
I'm always do
I'm
all-inclusive.
Chicken.
It's so worth it.
Yeah, because I'm
chicken. And I can recommend
so...
a really good one.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, that'll be great because I've been looking up. There's so many different ones. I found an all-adult one that I wanted to go to, but there's no nightclubs at all. I want to, you know, do a little dirty dancing while I'm there.
Oh,
I'm like,
see, that's what today's show should have been about. I can recommend an absolutely great one. It's all-adult and it has nightclubs.
Well, we can change up the show. We got plenty of time. We got...
And the reason why I say
target.
It was good, put it this way, on top of that, make sure you have all your prescription pills available. You know, go there with your prescriptions in hand because you might want to step off the reservation real quick. And if you don't know prescriptions but you just have a few things that you've always really wanted, know the name of them because you can get that too.
Oh, you mean if you – I get it. Duh. Hello.
Just know exactly the real name of them.
Oh, I see. So if I want to get – oh, got it. Yeah, because my husband's
Let's
friends,
go
they
this
all
way.
Go down.
If, say, persistence – and we're just saying hypothetically I went to Mexico and I went to the Sandoz Hotel and I stayed some time there. But, you know, I ran out of my Valium, and I do kind of really like my Valium. I love Valium.
You know, I've never done that.
I know exactly how many milligrams to get. All I had to do was leave the resort, and I only had to – you know, catch a cab 2 minutes outside of the resort and go to a pharmacy and go, I want so many milligrams of this. And they go, okay. And they just hand you the whole bottle. They don't divvy it up into the little tiny things.
Well, I don't have dental insurance, and we live right next to the Tijuana border.
You do not need insurance. Now, the problem is getting it back. That's the whole problem.
Oh, no, actually, it wasn't bad because we parked and walked over instead of driving because if you drive, it takes longer.
Oh, you did the Tijuana thing, huh? Tijuana's awesome for that.
It is.
For that.
Well,
you got to get out of there
is.
Before nightfall, though.
But it's dirty. It was where we went.
Oh, it's dirty.
It like,
as a woman, you should be out of there before nightfall.
Oh, we were out of there before 4 in the afternoon since my face was numb with Novocaine. It was like, I was like, just get me the fuck out of here. Take me home. I can't eat anything, can't drink, take me home. I don't want to be here.
I'm sorry, I hate to get on the subject, but this is just such a good subject. And a lot of people don't know about it. I mean, the best drinking you will ever do is in Mexico.
Oh, definitely.
Unless you're a white man who owns a business, then you shouldn't be in Mexico because you might get kidnapped. And that is not, that's not a joke. It's absolutely serious.
And then
you get kidnapped
and
we can't get you back.
Oh, hell no. You ain't coming back.
We can't get you back.
You're done. You are done.
You're done. This is the one place in the whole country as a black woman I am completely safe. Nobody's going to kidnap me. I don't own anything. I can get off the reservation.
Oh my gosh. You know what? Let me before we get laughing too hard, let me let Miss Sexy Angela do these dollhouse radio announcements before I forget, because we're going to get into this conversation and laughing so much. I know I'm going to forget, and then I'm probably going to get a phone call. James will text me. He'll be like, you forgot the announcement. I'll be like, huh?
Anybody else. But yes, we have to laugh at
it. All right, Sexy Angela, take it away, baby. Okay, here we go.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar Rock Daily on the Dollhouse Radio website. Dollhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Beauty and Beats returns with a hot new cast and lots of fun this Sunday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, along with our Urban Society show airing at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Also, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by music industry veteran Ian Burke, Thursday, May 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Well, thank you, Miss Angela, for taking the time to do those announcements for us, because it's so much easier when she does it.
She does it so. Like, when I do it, I'm like, oh, God, I forgot this. Oh, God, but when she says it, she's like, sexy.
Well, yeah, it's like effortless. Like, she can just roll through it, and she knows exactly what to say, how to say it, and when to say it.
I'd be like,
oh, shit, did I forget something?
See, she totally makes me realize why I end up doing voiceovers for, like, children's stuff, because I sound like a... Like, I'm, like, 15. Like, oh, my God, this is what we're going to do. Oh, my God, is this? And I'm like, oh, my God, I sound like I'm, like, 10. Okay, well,
funny.
Sammy, I'm not 10. I'm well over 21, and I'm having a cocktail hour.
That's okay. Hey, sister, let's enjoy our cocktails together. And those of you out there listening, I hope you're enjoying your cocktail, too. Not cock in a tail, sorry.
Have to have a cock and tail party. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we said that before. Yes, we have.
We have to have one. I used to have them. We have to have a cock and tail party.
Mm-hmm. We can do that. Yes. Let's plan something for, it would be really fun around the
AVM
time.
Major city, we just have a cock and tail party.
Yeah, like in Vegas during the AVM.
I was in D.C., but, you know.
Oh, well, fuck. God damn it, woman. We've got to meet in the middle here. We've got to meet in the middle.
Okay, I'll do New York. Okay.
That's still closer
to Chicago.
New York.
Chicago is way. I know New York is even farther. Well, if we do New York, then at least it'll be just as far for both of us.
God, you're killing me, small. Killing me.
Okay, then we'll do Chicago.
I tell you, this girl, I'm telling you, okay, but it's got to be during a really warm period because I don't do good with cold weather.
Oh, why do you think I'm thinking party right now? Okay, so I'm all a summer girl, and so now I want to get out and want to party. I don't want to eat. I want to wear shorts. I want to be in a bikini. I want to drink.
I
don't want to eat.
You finally got really warm-ass weather.
It's 83 degrees. I'm just like, I don't want to put shoes on. I want my hair did and some braids.
Oh, my hair did.
You know,
well, you get your hair,
get my hair did.
Your hair did while I get my boobs did. Okay, so while I'm recovering,
you get your boobs
you
did.
Playing.
I'll get my hair did. I'll meet you at the gym, and then it's all about hanging out by the pool.
Oh my god!
You can hang out
then
in the tan. I will hang in the pool. Keep it cool,
right? I'll be the tan white girl on the side. You know, basking in the sun with my big new boobies, laying back and enjoying
the
cocktail.
I'll be the black girl with boobies floating in the water because I'm keeping cool.
You're like, what's she floating on? Those are her tits. Those are her tits she's floating on. She doesn't need a flotation device. She comes with her own, and hers are natural.
I have natural flotation devices.
Speaking of, I do need to announce to the people that are listening, Monday, May 11th and Monday, May 18th, I will not be having the cocktail hour only because next Monday is the day after Mother's Day and I've still got plans and then my boobie surgery is Monday, May 18th.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, that's okay.
I'm going
to be so nervous that the day of the 18th that I'm going to be needing some cocktails and they ain't going to let me drink, bastards. Before the big enhancement. So,
well,
and to those
can
of you,
I call you on the 9th? I can call you on the 18th from the plane because, like you, I won't be around either.
I know, right? Oh, you can.
I'm going on vacation, so.
I know. I can't wait. That's going to be awesome.
I can call you from the
that.
Plane because I will promise you this. I will be drunk on the plane because I always sit in first class.
Hey,
so,
that country song is so awesome. Getting drunk on the plane. Oh my gosh, I love that song. I'm gonna think about you next time I hear
awesome.
It. Getting drunk on the plane. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry. The whole daydreaming thing is stuck in my head, and I'm like whistling. Did y'all hear me whistling?
I know, right?
I'm
know that
whistling
song
and singing.
Like,
I'm like, yeah, we just day drinking. That's my theme song now. I think everybody's life should have a theme song. That's my new theme
Seriously.
Song.
Uh-huh. Okay, so let's get a little into this. Okay, so I have this show topic that I wanted to bring up because I do know there's a lot of people out there who are in relationships or have been in relationships, and they've had this issue where your sex life gets a little, you know, dry, and I'm not talking about running out of lube. I'm talking about, you
Damn
know,
it.
The
You
seat.
Saw me raising my hand? I thought this was radio.
But you know, I mean, so many people. So many people have been through this, and today I wanted to talk about fantasies, fetishes, and desires. Like, you know, there's so many people that don't entertain their relationship. When I say entertain, it means bring out the excitement. Like, you've got to bring it out. You can't just whip out the dick, throw it in the vagina, and think it's going to be exciting. Negative
ghostwriter.
Well,
I bought something for my vacation.
Ooh. What are you taking on your vacation?
A latex suit.
Ooh.
With a zipper.
Ooh.
Because I thought things were getting a little boring.
Uh-huh.
Now somebody can tell me how to get into it.
You know what? That I'm going to tell you that's the one thing about latex. The latex part, I love latex outfits. I love them. And I've had guys send them for me to wear during my webcam shows. And the only problem what they don't realize is it's so hard to put the goddamn thing on that.
That's what I was saying. I was like, am I going to have to cover myself in baby powder to get the damn thing on? Because, I mean, this thing, I mean, it fixed everything. And
yeah, it's, they are not.
Think I had this problem. We have to think of, you know, the last time I was in latex, I literally had it poured on me, but I was in a movie at the time. This time I actually, like, slipped it into a latex suit, and I'm just like.
Right, yeah.
How do I get this thing on?
It's not easy to get into. It's, like,
yeah.
Hard. It's, like, you got to really, yeah.
How do I get it on without looking
one.
Goofy? And then I'm thinking, okay, what if I, like, wear it under something and just kind of show up in it?
Oh, there you go.
See,
that
I'm crazy like that.
That's
so
what
if I, like,
yeah,
pretend it like it was a pair of leather pants and put, like, a top over it?
Uh-huh.
Just long enough
and
to cover the crotch area where the zipper is.
Or some really tight boots.
Like, oh, I'm just wearing leather pants, and then I take the sweater off. Then again, now it's 83 degrees, so it's going to have to be, like, a really nice. Another thing, guys, latex is freaking hot. You sweat like a motherfucker. We will not be sitting at the bar long.
Oh, I'm telling you what. When I went to the freaking show in Germany, to the Venus Expo, people walking around. Yeah. So they're walking around in their latex.
Latex is hot.
You know, oh, I'm telling you, that show is insanely crazy. But these people walking around in their latex suits for, you know, 6 to 8 hours, their body odor was disgusting. Like,
it's disgusting. And this is why you should, if you're going to wear latex of any kind, and this is even boots and everything else, first of all, you need baby powder. Second of all, you need to shave because you are holding in all kinds of sweat, smells, and heat.
Okay, but
so
these were women, and if their arms
even
were underarms.
Imagine the crotch area. It's all sweaty now.
Oh, my God.
Gotta
so
shave.
Gross. That's
so gross.
Hey,
it just made me think of last week.
Oh, God, what happened?
Or not last week, the week before, sorry, God. Remember the week
before? Oh, when we were talking. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so I'm the only one who gets the sex talks, huh? Okay, I get it.
No, when Melissa's on, we talk about sex too. No, we totally talk about sex too. Our conversation.
I'm
going
to start sitting on the line from now on to make sure I'm not the only one getting the sex talk here.
Right? But see, I have a problem. It's like, even though I say that I'm going to talk about something that's not sex related, no matter who I'm having a conversation with, something comes up somewhere. It always pertains to sex. Everything pertains to sex. I have a problem.
Let me just state, the minute I get a drink in her, it totally turns into sex, guys. I get like a half a drink in her. Look, I don't even have to get a half a drink in her. All I got to do is mention there's a drink available, and the whole topic turns. I'm like, there's drinks available. Let's talk about sex, baby.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I have another announcement, too. Oh, my gosh. Okay, here's another fun announcement. On Friday the 15th, I'm actually going to be a guest co-host on the Benchwarmers Live Show with Jane. I can't wait. I'm excited with Jane and Alana.
Okay. That is so funny because, okay, so didn't you used to be on a Benchwarmers show?
Yeah, I started off with them, and then
okay,
I was
jamming. You're returning, actually. You're making a return. Though I have to admit, both of you are awesome on that show. You do way better than
I did when I was guest co-host.
You do so much better than I ever did.
No. Don't say that because you're so damn cute.
Oh, God. I don't know any look. And I live with a sports fanatic, and I'm just like, there was a baseball game yesterday. People still play football.
Oh, my God.
You are so much better than me. I remember there being beer, but I don't remember an actual football game, even though I was there.
Oh, my God.
James gives me every time. He's like, you were at the – he's like, so how was the game? I'm like, who played? He's like, you were there. We saw pictures. I was like, okay, who played?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that's funny.
He gave me free champagne.
Speak of the devil. Sierra, speak of the little devil. Guess who I have with us now.
Oh, God, he's going to talk about me.
He's here. Bring it on. Bring it on, baby. Bring it on.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Well, hello, darling.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have James Acevedo, who is the host of Benchwarmers Live Show every Friday here on Dollhouse Radio from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern. Holy shit, I said it all at one time and didn't screw it up. Yes.
And he's also here to make sure we stay on topic.
Well, I'm enjoying what y'all are talking about, trust me. And I still have my clothes on, which is a miracle.
I don't. Ha ha ha. I'm letting it roll free, honey.
Periscope that. Anyway, so I want to make this quick announcement. Thank you, Sammy, for bringing that up. This is what's going to happen. On the 15th, which will be the day before the actual anniversary of my 1-year anniversary on Dollhouse Radio with the Bench Warmers live show, it will be not only Sammy, but Alana will be there too.
Uh-huh.
There'll be the three of us.
Damn it, I'm going to miss that day. You didn't tell me. I'll be out of town.
Well, unfortunately,
I can call you from the bar that I'm at.
Oh, yeah, you're more than welcome.
I don't mind calling from the bar.
Well, you definitely could do that. That'd be great because, it's an anniversary type show. Oh, well.
It's going to be fun. Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
I forgot. Let's see, our guest that day, we're actually going to have a guest. What is that day? Let me look at my book. Monody. It will be
organized and stuff.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Well, you will talk. Come on, you're organized too. What are you talking about?
I wish I was organized like you.
Oh,
I am not half as organized as you.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop that.
Please,
I'm the one
I don't have notebooks and stuff.
I'm the one that's supposed to be hard on myself when I call in.
Wait a second. Wait, talking about being hard on yourself, what are you stroking your cock right now? What are you looking for?
James, what are you doing?
James,
I know, what are you doing? Because I only look at my notes, and I don't see you in them. Damn it, I just told him myself.
So on the 15th, on this very special show, I'm going to have Montana Starr on, and we'll interview.
Nice.
So all three of us are going to be interviewing her. That'll be very interesting. And everybody's welcome who's been in the past for the past year.
I know. I feel like a little bit slighted because I didn't even get an invitation. Oh, my God. As if.
Well, I
would. What am I, like chopped liver or something?
No, you're not.
I'm just kidding.
This is what happened. I didn't know Sammy was going to.
What really happened was. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Google that, everybody, for anyone that didn't get it.
That was really good.
I don't know what
even I didn't think of that. That was a good one.
That's why I'm a dog. I didn't expect Sammy to let the cat out of the bag so early. So I was like,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I didn't really tell you not to say it. You know, I wanted to wait till.
Yeah,
like,
see, if you don't tell me to not say something, then I'm just going to blurt that shit out.
No.
I'll blurt that shit out.
Because I don't want Alana to hear this and be like, wait a minute, I'm not part of the show, guest co-host, what? I don't want Alana to think that she's not part of it.
So it's James' fault for not telling me to not say anything.
Yeah, I was going to wait till like this Friday, and I was going to bring it up. That's okay. It's cool because.
Shit. Now everybody knows.
That's all right. Oh, please. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. But now that it's out of the bag, yes, there'll be a special anniversary show, and that'll be the day before the actual anniversary because the actual day was May 16, 2014, when it was me and Sammy Brooks. And at that time, if we ever have a Dollhouse Radio trivia board game, the trick question will be, what was the first time Sammy and James did a show together as far as Sammy being the co-host? It was actually the week after because on that show, she was a guest co-host. It wasn't until after that show that it became permanent because it went so well. And the rest
God, you're one of those people that really remembers dates.
Yeah, I'm like a chick. I'm like a chick when it comes to
I know. I'm looking at this and I'm going, that's pretty cool. At the same time, I can't remember the first time I met anybody. So.
This is what I
think about. I usually can. If they're memorable. I remember.
I'm a great girlfriend because I don't remember anniversaries. I'm like, we met sometime in this year, I think. Let me go look back in my diary. I don't remember.
See, you're the perfect girlfriend because then the guy doesn't get in trouble because if he forgets and you forget, then
everybody's
in the clear. Yeah, everybody's in the clear.
I wanna,
as long as you pick it somewhere around that month and make sure that, you know, you take me out for drinks, we're good.
Oh, my gosh.
Somewhere around that month.
Yeah, I wonder, do you, this is a perfect example. Sierra, this is like a game show. Welcome to, do you remember that?
Oh, God, not remember your life, because no, I don't.
Oh, shit, here we go.
Question one to Sierra Divide. Do you remember at least what month it was when you met me in the studio to do the show in person? And what year was it?
Okay, it wasn't snowing.
Uh-huh.
That's all I remember. It wasn't snowing, and I drove a long ways. And I wore a T-shirt, so I'm going to go. It had to be in the summer. I had to be in the summer.
That is incorrect.
As far as I remember.
Incorrect.
I was saying it wasn't. No, it wasn't in the summer because I remember it was last year. I remember that because
it was a couple of years ago. At least I got that. It was like 4 years ago.
You guys had pizza.
It was like 4 years.
The
first time I actually drove to to the studio. So, okay, so my sister didn't have a baby yet. So I'm going to go. It was probably about 3 years ago.
It was over 2 years ago. It was 2013, and it was the middle of March.
Okay.
It was March.
Look at that. It was the middle of March.
Yes.
And I had a short sleeve shirt on just to prove that it gets warm in Virginia in March. This is a freak weather thing.
Okay. Do you remember this? Do you remember what shirt you wore?
Oh, that I do remember. It was.
Goddamn. James remembers.
Yeah,
it was red.
Fuck yeah,
it did. It was red.
Yeah.
And I want to go, it was a Nationals shirt? If it was a Nationals, it was Redskins.
Yes. Because you know what? I remember that so well. Besides, we took a picture together.
I wore it for you.
Thank you so much.
I did. I totally wore it for you. Because I really wanted to wear something else.
I remember one of the first things she said to me. That would have been great, too. I remember one of the first things she said. She was like, oh, you not what I pictured of thinking I was going to see. I was like, oh, okay, what was this?
Oh, God, that is going to embarrass me. Oh, God, that's not nice.
I thought you were going to be fat with wearing a jersey and you going to look like, you know, one of those guys. But I was nicely dressed. I know
football player type, you know, like 250 pounds jersey sitting behind a mic, you know. The usual thing.
Yeah.
Completely different. And it took me out for pizza. So it was good pizza, too. You know, pizza. Not the crap pizza.
I didn't think it was that long ago.
I thought it was
last year. I didn't think it was that long ago.
No, it was a couple of years ago, and it was good pizza and good wine, too.
Yes, they serve wine. And it was, I treated, because her sister came along, which was cool, and we had a good
time. Yeah, because we had to make sure you weren't a stalker or some kind of, you know.
Okay,
no, so I'm one of those people, when I meet somebody for the first time,
I bring my sister,
my aunt, somebody. I don't come by myself.
I don't understand.
I do the same
My best
thing.
Friend.
Yep, you never go alone because you don't want to end up on the investigation channel. Like, you don't want to be on that freaking investigation channel.
And then
I
go, okay, do you think they're okay?
Yeah,
I did that.
So it went, and the reason why, because I felt so bad she had to go through all these tolls, all this traffic to come to little old me, little old nobody.
I spent $25 in tolls.
But that's cheap. I thought it'd be way more than that.
Okay, actually it was. I was trying to be nice.
I knew it. I was like, boy.
It was like, I spent a lot of money just in tolls, and we're not even going to talk about gas. I was like, I can never do that shit again.
See, and you wonder why I felt so bad, and you wonder why I did what I did.
Well, no, no. What really claims to this is now you realize how old I am. Because I remember back in the day when it was cheaper to jump in the car and drive to somebody than actual catch. I could have got there for less if I had taken a flight.
Yeah, or maybe the train, or the train itself,
or
the
train.
Yeah,
and John got and it was and that was late, and not because I was late leaving my house.
No,
I was late because the traffic in Manhattan was so bad. I was stuck in Manhattan for almost 2.5 hours.
Yeah. How bad it was.
Yeah.
She got in the show.
Damn.
Sammy. She came in the show. Was like half hour in. And But thank God she was able to make it because I was
second
like, oh man,
for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm here in New York. I just can't get to you.
I never forget that.
You know what, though? I've done going from San Diego to L.A., you know, to go see Mr. C.
Oh,
I've done her radio show
like
up in
L.A.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It took us literally 5 hours to get from San Diego for me to make it in time for the radio show. And I got there, I was about 15 minutes late, which was fine, whatever. But, oh, my gosh, it was the worst traffic.
It
is, you know what, and I did
it.
It was horrible.
It is. No,
I
did
it because
I
was nice and she's a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You just do it. You just do it.
See, people, okay, and I hate to say this. People in L.A., people who are outside of L.A. think that L.A. people are naturally late. We're not late at all. We leave in plenty amount of time. What happens is you get on that freeway and you think, oh, this is only going to take me an hour and 30 minutes, and then it turns into 4 hours. And you're sitting, and then the worst part is, and this is an L.A. problem, this is totally an L.A. problem because I've dealt with it so many times. You're sitting in your car, and you go, okay, let me call this person and let them know. I'm only, in the last 2 hours, I've only moved 10 miles away from the exit where I got on the highway.
That's ridiculous.
But the
that's
problem is, there's a mountain next to you. So when you go to try to call somebody, it doesn't go through.
Right?
And they think you're just being late. No, I'm just not moving because some idiot decided to drive their motorcycle without a helmet.
There's been plenty of shoots that I've had to do up in L.A. when I was staying up there. And my driver would say, you know what? Okay, we need to leave 2.5 hours before your shoot. And I'm like, why? And when I first,
and it's only
30
minutes down the street.
Right. And they're like, you don't understand L.A. And I'm like, shit, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, the first time in the car, literally an hour and a half, it took me to get to set. And I get there, and I'm just all frazzled because I'm freaking out, thinking I'm not going to have time for hair and makeup and whatnot, and get there, and they're like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm new to L.A.
And you can't even get in the mood. You need
thank
2 hours
God
to, not, to get
vodka.
In the mood now.
But I brought vodka. Thanks for Jesus.
I did that many times, and I always loved the times when I had a driver to take me because I would literally sit in the back, and what I would do is I would completely tune out, and I would, like, read a book, and I'd be drinking at the same time. So by the time I got there, I'm happy. I'm like, woo-woo!
Great.
But I've been sitting in traffic for 4 hours.
Goodness, boys.
And make it so bad, I left in plenty of time.
Yeah.
And this shoot is only maybe 45 minutes away from me, but I've been sitting without all the traffic, it was 45 minutes away. But I'm sitting in traffic for over 4 hours. And one of the things I used to always tell people is whenever I would get in traffic and I had to go somewhere, like when I knew it was going to be around. And by the way, there is no rush hour time in L.A.
It's all day.
Okay, there is rush hour, but then there's that 3 o'clock in the morning rush hour, and then there's that regular, it's all day long rush hour because this is just what happens in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
There is no rush hour. It just happens all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And so my after a while, I started realizing, and this is why you have to be laid back, because if you don't get laid back, you will kill somebody.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I learned that.
I literally used to buy a CD and be like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to listen to this new CD because I know by the time I get to wherever I'm going, I will have listened to it 5 times, the entire CD.
That's why I say now, thank God for Pandora, so I can just keep switching stations.
Pandora's awesome.
Plug in the Pandora and go.
Or you want to learn?
I watched a whole movie trying to get to a set.
I can imagine.
Sitting back
in
the car and watch an entire movie.
Imagine you could get Rosetta Stone and learn a new language by the time you get over there.
You can. And people think we're exaggerating.
I could learn Spanish.
You could. And you're not exaggerating. This is the funny thing. You're not exaggerating.
Uh-huh.
You're not telling enough. You could actually do more than that.
Mm.
You know, San Diego is not as bad as L.A., but it's getting as bad. Like, I will take my daughter
cool
to work.
San Diego is pretty cool once you get down there,
Yeah, and once you learn which ways to go in and out, no pun intended, in and out, in and out, in and out.
In and out,
but
in and out.
My daughter
in
work.
And out,
in and out.
In and out
burger.
But I'll take her to work, you know, in the morning, like 11:30 in the morning, and I get there within 30 minutes. Now, if she has to work at like 4 or 5 in the afternoon, literally an hour and a half for me to get there. And
wow.
Yeah, just because of the time of day. Absolutely ridiculous.
I've got to ask,
and I
how
still
many
get
times
lost.
Have you planned, how many times have you planned sex and drinking around how long you're going to be on the highway?
Ooh, good question.
What do you mean, sex?
Because you're
mean,
on
the car.
How many times have you sat there and go, okay? Two are like, oh, you've had 3 drinks, you shouldn't get on the highway. I'm like, well, I'm going to be sitting in the 405 for about 3 hours before I get home. I'll be sober by the time I get there. But as long as it's to be done by the time I get there. People don't understand the 405 is the. If you live in Atlanta, then you understand the 405 because then you've been on the 285. See, I've been fortunate
yeah,
to live in a major
one.
City.
There's
if
a 405
you've been on the
here.
405 freeway, and we like to call it the 405 parking lot, then you've also been on 280. Then you understand why 285 is very 285 didn't used to be like that. If you live in the South, you've been on 285. It was exactly like the 405 now. It didn't used to be that way. But is and make it so bad 285 goes in a circle.
Wow.
The 405 does not. It goes straight from the valley to the beach.
Wow.
I have literally ridden, but if you want to avoid these two particular highways, which no one really wants to do, you're going to have to, you need an off-roader. In that series, you need an off-roader because you're about to go on, you're
going to
do single-lane highways, up some mountains, all kinds of craziness.
Yeah, helicopter is what you're saying.
Yeah, and if you
get a helicopter,
we can't find you. But yeah,
oh my
bad.
Gosh! Okay, to get off subject here. Okay, so I have
yeah,
to
I'm
ask
about
you
we
guys.
Did, sorry.
No. I have to ask you guys a question here. Totally
right.
Off subject, because you know that's what I do. But
okay, pop
in
the bottle.
I got out.
Awesome.
I got into this show, which comes on Sundays, and I'm so hooked on it. It's called The Royals. Have you watched it, Sierra?
I have watched it, and I'm going to tell you this. Oh, you love Wendy Williams too, don't you?
Well, kind of, sort of.
Kind of, sort of, because she watches that show too. That show's not going to last.
The what?
I get why it could be popular, but it's a little too bit over the top, and for us who.
It's not reality, and that's what I like about it.
It is
but
so
I like it because
it's so completely unbased on reality, and this is why I'm saying
it's not reality TV, and this is why I like it, because everything in our life is based on reality TV shows.
Uh-huh.
And to me, I finally found something that doesn't have to do with actual
I hate
people's
it.
Life. Well, you can hate
I have
it.
To admit I
love
hate
it.
It.
I love it. I love it.
You know, I come from both sides of the pond, so I completely hate it.
I love it because of the fact that it's not reality TV. Finally, something has come out.
It's not even supposed to be in reality. It is so over the top.
Exactly.
Dynasty wasn't this over the top. This is like the dynasty of the royals, and now the dad is dead, right? Or he's shot.
No, he's not dead yet. No, he got
shot. He's not? Okay, I'd rather keep up with the Kardashians.
Spoiler alert.
Well,
I don't know
because it came on yesterday.
I watched it too.
Well,
I bet, and the only reason why I watched it is because Keeping Up with the Kardashians came on before it. And then after that, I have to watch, you know, the suffrages because I like, you know, that PBS stuff.
See, and I can't. I'm just like seriously over all the reality TV. Shows. Like,
I'm over the reality. I'm done with it. You know what?
I
actually taped the Real Housewives of Atlanta last night, and do you know I fast forwarded through the entire thing because I could care less.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say I can care less, I actually mean the whole meaning of the word. I could care actually less. I'm caring too much right now. I could care even less.
So why did you record
and it? And I fast forwarded through. I could care even less about this show.
So why did you record it then?
Because I could care less.
Okay.
And I wanted to prove that I could care less.
I
fast forwarded through the whole thing.
This is a social
Nene
experiment.
Nene has become a mean girl. And
wait,
Nene has
what
become
do you mean
a mean girl. And, you know, I really love. Okay, I
what
know
do you
everybody
mean
by name, what they've been doing.
Wait, what do you mean? Hey, you mean he became a mean girl? Mean girl? She's always been a mean girl.
She used to be right. Now she's not even close to being right. I'm just like, oh, I'm not on your side because I like mean girls, and I'm usually on her side, but really, I'm not on her side. She is just like, I know you're rich, bitch. And you know what? I have to admit, I'm like her when I know I'm wrong. I disagree with everybody. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Whatever. You're right. You're right. Everybody's right. Everybody's right. I saw a little bit of me in her. Something like that. But, Nene, you're wrong. And I had to get drunk to think about it for a minute. And I realized, you know what? You didn't used to be the mean girl. You used to be the ghetto girl that everyone just let go along with their plan. But you're now the girl on top. You've become a mean girl, honey. Mm. Cannot be friends.
Mm. Is she good looking?
Nene? Oh, you don't know who Nene is?
No, I don't know. I don't follow that.
You really don't,
you don't know
who?
You don't know who Nene is. Everybody knows who Nene is.
Oh, is that the one? Like, she's ugly then. Then she's the one that's ugly then. I think I know who you're talking about. She got like.
She's
got
the reason why they have a show in the first place.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
She's the original cast member. They went to her first. She's the original cast member. And she's the one that recommended everybody else be on the show.
And if you ever watch the Celebrity Apprentice, you'll know who
she is. Yeah, that was her. I know who you're talking about.
To being, I'm on Broadway, bitches.
I know who you're talking about.
Now, don't get me wrong. I do kind of envy her a little bit. I want to go from nothing to something with just a little bit of a little show like that. But she has become the mean girl.
Oh my gosh.
She's fun. She's fun when you're drinking with your friends and you're hanging out.
Yeah, she would be, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
But I have a big mouth, so I don't know.
No, I didn't want her to be involved in it. We want to talk about her. She can't be there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well,
so everybody that has tuned into the Sammy Cocktail Hour with me and Sierra Devine, we completely got off track. But don't worry, the topic that...
No, it's okay.
We're coming up to the end of the show, but I just want to say that we will definitely be touching on this subject of the fantasies, fetishes, and desires, which we won't actually be back on because we've got my surgery coming up.
You could touch on it real quick.
I don't want to leave it.
Oh, yeah,
we're going to touch on it real quick.
But I'm just saying that on Monday, June 1st, we're definitely going to come back and have a full-on hour of the fantasies, fetishes, and desire, because I really want to get in depth about this, just because of the fact that I know there's a lot of couples out there that really need help in their relationships, and not only that, but there's a lot of couples that, you know, one or the other partner is scared to bring up either their fantasies or their fetishes. You know what I mean? Like, you have couples.
Do you think the whole 50 Shades of Grey thing is what's making everybody think that or wanting to bring up this thing? Because, you know, I have a problem with the whole 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, I never saw it, and I won't waste my money or time to watch it anyway. So.
Good for you.
Exactly. I'm not going to waste my time.
Yeah.
I wasted my time on reading the book.
Yeah,
that was the worst mistake I ever made in my life.
Yeah.
Well, for one, there's, I'm white. Everybody knows I'm white. Well, I can too much, then you can't tell. but the 50 Shades of Grey is made for people from the 50s who really do not have sexual desires such as myself.
Oh, sexual imagination.
Okay, so you agree too. So me reading the book, and I don't actually talk about this as often, but me reading the book, I'm coming from a position of being actually in the lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
Which is not something I've ever put in any of my movies, because it's my personal life.
Absolutely.
So I've actually been in the lifestyle. And when I read this book, I was hoping it was going to be like, and I've read some really good juicy ones. Which
juicy and yummy and exciting and just all out fucking naughty. Hello, give me something to make you wet while I'm reading it.
It was daunting, exciting, but it was also very, very scary. When you read real books about this, it was actually extremely scary. I was like, are you ready for that kind of thing, or you just want to play? Playing actually doing it is a whole other thing. And playing at it. But actually being in that lifestyle is a whole other scary thing. And being in, and these, let's just say right now, it's Sammy's cocktail hour. We only talk about these kind of things we've been drinking.
Yeah.
But actually doing these types of things.
Fire.
And seriously doing them. Take a few cocktails, especially the first time. And you never marry that guy who actually did that to you. So you fantasize about him later.
I will say, I can't really comment too much on the 50 Shades of Grey because of the fact that I haven't read the book. I haven't seen the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going off of clips I've seen. Well, that's exactly why I haven't wasted my time, because for me, my lifestyle is way too exciting and fun sexually that I can't even think of taking the time out to watch that. And, you know, and when I see people, like, here's a little instance. Our local news lady, I'm not going to say the name, she gets so excited when they talk about the 50 Shades of Grey. You know what that tells me? She's got the most boring sex life ever. And this is why
or
I wanted to bring
she
up.
Never read the book, and she's assuming the movie was that good.
No, she did. She did read the book.
She read the book, and she bought the tickets two weeks ahead of time.
It's all vanilla.
Mm.
It's all so vanilla. It's ridiculously boring, you know, for those of you out there that have. Okay, so this is how 50 Shades of Grey works for me. If you are married or you're just new into sex and you've never explored anything, this is great for people who enjoy missionary style sex.
And try this because it's worth it. Try it.
It's perfect for people who have never experienced anal sex.
If you've never desired
to be hung upside down and spanked and played with, there's no sexual intercourse in this. Spanked and played with for over an hour.
Literally, hung upside down
where you can't do anything. And you have, and you were okay with this, then this book is not enough for you. Because that's not what this book is. This is not 50 Shades of Grey. You probably need to read the Sleeping Beauty series. Or even
there you go.
Something from the 1400s. How about the story of O? You might need to go a little bit further back.
Or just watch Game of Thrones.
Or Marquis de Sade. Then the Marquis de Sade is a bit much.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, watch Game of Thrones. Right there is more exciting than watching.
Oh, you know what? You're absolutely right. Game of Thrones? Oh my God. I was like, whoa. Why did you think I started watching it? I was like, whoa.
How you doing?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That's too funny. Too funny.
That's what I'm talking about.
So we are actually going to touch on this a whole lot more come my Monday show, which is June 1st, because that's when I will actually be back for the Sammy Cocktail Hour, because between my surgery and being out for Mother's Day, I'm not going to be back on this show.
And plus Memorial Day, too. And
Memorial Day, right. Yes.
Can we see it on TV?
So for the next 3 Mondays, I will not be on the air, but I will be on Thursdays, which we'll talk about here in a momento, because I have
great
a young guest coming up this Thursday evening. And you know what? Honestly, my webcam show has been doing really well. The girls that I've had on, I've been blessed. I really have been blessed to have good, you know, cam models on that have given great, information and crap to all the other people out there. So I'm enjoying that show so much. And this show here I love doing because it's kind of like a free-for-all show, as you guys all listening now can tell that we went from
The only reason
fetishes?
I went there was because lately I've been watching
We went from
so I'm like, what are you doing and can we watch?
Traffic to 50 Shades of Grey to cam modeling. Dude, we went from everything in this show.
I love this show.
Because we're interesting.
I know.
Yeah.
We are. We're very interesting. And
very
I love talking
beautiful.
About interesting things. Oh, it's a beautiful show because we have beautiful
people.
They're very smart.
We have beautiful people on the beautiful show.
Yeah.
You are so wonderful.
I'm just lucky to be a part of it.
Oh, my gosh. So we're coming into the end of the show. James, you're absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. And I'm sorry if I spoiled the fact I brought up the...
It's okay. You're just excited.
Well, I was excited, and I didn't know. And
I'm sorry.
I won't tweet it. I'll let you.
No.
I'm not going to do any...
Well, the cat's out of the bag.
I'm not announcing anything else. Nope, but not everybody's listening right now. So.
Oh, you think you're so sweet. Please, there are people listening.
I'm gonna let you tweet it. You can do all the tweeting on it. I'll let you do it, and then
let's
chat out of the bag.
It's all right. It's okay. Sometimes letting cat out of the bag is not bad. Depending on what the cat is. Meow.
So meow. Meow. Thank
so,
you
my
so
cat,
much.
My cat says meow while he's sleeping.
Meow. Aww. James, give us your yummy shout out. I want everybody to know where to find you, darling.
Yes, well, thank you very much, ladies. You can find me on Twitter at YankeeMan1973. Also, I have a website, www.jamesacevedo.com. That's ACEVEDO. And more to come on this website. I will eventually have my Benchwarmers Live Show part of this website. So it'll be strictly everything about the Benchwarmers Live Show. And,
JamesAcevedo.com is pretty cool. I've been there a few times.
Yeah, so what do you think of it?
I think it's pretty cool. I just like all the latest updates. You have all these updates constantly every day, and I think it's pretty cool. For people like me who don't know much about sports, I actually get updated on everything I need to know, so I sound smart when I'm at the bar.
Mm-hmm. It's just awesome. I have videos up there, all the shows I do, what Sierra was talking about, score updates and stuff like that. More to come. I'm going to eventually have like articles and stuff, so we'll see.
Perfect. I'm going to have to check that out because I didn't know anything about that. So I will definitely throw those tweets out there for you too.
Mm. You didn't see that, huh?
Yeah.
We got to talk off the air.
Yeah, I did that one. That was not brought to my attention.
Oh, I don't think
about
it.
Not brought to my attention.
Okay, let's see where this is going. But then,
I did not get the memo.
Oh, I was tweeting about it. Come on. You just didn't see the tweets. That's all it is. But that's all right.
I must not have.
You're a busy woman.
No, I'm not that busy, but... Okay, so I'm so gonna slap you.
Girls everywhere.
Let's get busy.
I'm gonna slap your motherfucking ass.
So let me say bye bye. Thank you all for having me on. Hopefully I didn't keep nobody off the air. That would suck if someone was trying to call in. I apologize.
Yeah, we'll catch you out later.
All right, okay. That's what I expect anyway. Okay. All right, so thank you, ladies. I'll bid you all adieu and talk
thank
to you, everybody,
James.
Soon. No problem.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies. Have a good day.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, darling. I will be calling you later because I have a couple questions for you.
Sure. No problem. Adios, everybody.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Au revoir.
Bye. Au revoir.
Au revoir. And Miss Sierra, thank you so much for a wonderful hour. We're going to be missing each other for almost a full month.
I know, I'm
going to
miss you so much. I am.
Yes.
And you're going to be looking for all your pictures. I always are you in Pinterest or Facebook? So I can see all your pictures. I want to see them all.
You're so cute. Give me all your shout-outs, Mama.
No, because I want to hear about you. Okay, I'm on Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter. And you name it, it's always under Sierra, D-E-V-E-I. S-I-E-R-R-A-D-E-V-I, Sierra Divide, not Devi. Though I do consider myself a goddess, for you all who say Devi, because I do consider myself a goddess, and that's what it means. So I'll see you there.
Oh, my gosh, you're too cute. And you guys can all follow me on Twitter, Sammy at SammyBrick69, and Instagram, Sammy_Brick69. And my Facebook, I'm not on too much, but if you want to go over and follow it, hey, you know, have fun with it. I'm just not on there all the time, but that's Jamie Burke 69 also. And then you can also follow me or watch me live on my webcam, Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com. And this Thursday evening, I will be right back here live on Dollhouse Radio for the Webcamming with Sammy and Sage Hour. And our guest this week is Paige Little. Do you know Paige Little, Sierra? She's in the adult industry.
I don't, but I'm going to get to know her.
Yeah, she's a cute little thing. She's in the adult industry. She's been webcamming for a long time. Yeah. She is so damn cute and little. And the following mm-hmm. week, I have another yummy, yummy cam model coming up on webcamming with Sammy and Sage.
Don't let her get scared because I'm going to start stalking her now. So.
No, it's okay. You can stalk her. She's been in the business for quite some time. Yeah, you can stalk her.
Right on. I am going to start stalking her now.
Hey, I've been stalking her for a couple of years now. So, everybody, we are going to say bye-bye. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Bye.
And don't worry.
Raise your drink to everybody.
Yes. Drinks. And we will be back talking about our fetishes, fantasies, and desires very, very soon. So make sure you keep those cocktails ready, the lube by your side, and your cock in hand. Oh, my gosh. All right, everybody. I'm gonna end the show with our amazing girl, Alana Evans, with her song Perfect. Why? Because we're all perfect. No matter if everybody else doesn't think we are, guess what? Alana thinks we're perfect. So thank you, everybody. And Miss Sierra, I will talk to you soon, you sexy beast. I love you. You're wonderful. And enjoy your vacation, Mama.
Thank you. You too, honey bunny.
Bye, darling.